Good day. This is Paige Estrator with your daily financial services news wrap for Sunday, October 20th, 2024. We start today's roundup in the realm of Australian real estate, where housing and rental situations grab the spotlight. The Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA, goes against the grain in a new critical report, challenging the general assumption that the nation's rental crisis is due to high interest rates. Instead, the RBA puts forward the case that at the heart of the country's rental crisis is a key factor, housing supply shortages. The authors, Declan Tuhig, Anirudh Yadav, and Jonathan Hamber, make it clear that landlords are mainly not cascading the expense of 13 recent rate hikes onto tenants, but they are pointing fingers at inadequate housing development. A fresh perspective indeed, and further deliberation on urban planning and government policy reforms are brought to the table as potential solutions. Now, while we mull over causes of our housing crisis, renters across Australia are feeling the pinch with skyrocketing rent increases. Since September 2021, our nation has seen a staggering 38% rise in median house rents and an even sharper one of 50% increase for units, as reported by Domain. If we dive into the Commonwealth Bank of Australia's Household Spending Insights Survey, it reveals that this significant rent growth has outpaced the modest 1.1% per capita spending growth among renters, leading many to trim their everyday spending. Clearly, young Australians who typically rent are taking the brunt of these changes, marking a stark contrast to older homeowners who are enjoying financial stability. This growing demographic divide and changing spending patterns tell us the broader toll these trends are taking on all of our lifestyles. Shifting our attention to another vital aspect of finance, Vanguard Australia recently released a survey that reveals a surprising fact: only 1% of Australians fully understand the fees in their superannuation accounts, notwithstanding mandatory transparency. Many seem to be puzzled over fees like administration, investment, and transaction costs. Industry guidelines are striving for transparency. Nevertheless, the current scenario suggests we still have a lot of work to do in simplifying communications and educating Australians about their Superfund fees. And wrapping up our news update with a $1 billion investment, spurring Australia's reach into the world's digital economy. Australian Super has stepped into the US data center market with a massive $2.2 billion investment in collaboration with Digital Bridge. It's their first entry into this booming technology space, shedding light on Australian Super's evolving global strategy and hefty real assets portfolio, drawing parallels with its recent $2.5 billion acquisition of a minority interest in Vantage Data Centers. The pursuit of digital infrastructure seems primed to continue. Amidst the world's funds shifting towards tech investments, Australian Super is now one of the front runners in the burgeoning digital economy. And that is all from me, Paige Estrutori. Thank you for being with us for your daily dose of financial services news. For a deeper look into these stories, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, stay informed about your money and make sound financial decisions. Have a great day, Australia.